baby, I need you to go down low. I'm tired of you all, oh no. Now you're dizzy, oh. See, shy you go towards my life. Baby, I need you to go down low. I'm tired of you all, oh no. Now you're dizzy, oh. See, shy you go towards my mind.
That was the likes of Donald Mawelele and Makosi with Take Your Time. Good afternoon to you. My name is Elizabeth the Matriarch, and welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. It is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon, and the time is approximately 10 minutes past the hour of 1. So, bafowe. To balavli ukunjani otamtinkini omwachache. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about what happened through the process of healing and forgiveness. Now, this is for you guys that have transgressed against others, and you are most probably wondering, Mara, she said she forgave me, but she's still acting funny. She said she forgave me, but she's still acting a little off. She said she loved me, but it's still just shaky, shaky. So what happens through that process? And I'm talking about it because personally, okay, and also for those that are interesting and wild just like myself, tomorrow is my birthday. I'm turning 34 years old, and I'm thinking, what step am I going to jump into? What am I going to do for the next year, right, until I'm 35? Because obviously, all of you guys know that I'm retiring at 35, right? So I've got one more year here, and then I retire and go and sit at the farm, and then I just go and give birth to babies and plant tomatoes and carrots and just make manure and compass and start crossbreeding between Ndonga kettle and Windhoek kettle, and then, you know, just live my life, be an egg farmer, get my eggs from Walenga eggs, you know, just, you know, like a simple life, you know, omakwekwenyete, omahinja, you know, go to the spa once in a while, you know, just to rejuvenate the skin and recuperate. But basically, that is my life plan. Most my life plan is to go and sit at the farm and to go and rest, because how fairly this whole mission here, I feel like life is mission impossible. So there are also elements within my life that I'm thinking, okay, so how will the next person know that I have forgiven them and I have let a few things go? My issue with forgiveness is that most of us are not patient enough to watch others heal. Most of us are not patient enough to allow the healing process to go, because we associate forgiveness with being fine. We associate forgiveness with, I know, from now on, we are just, yeah, we are cruise control, on says sharp. Yeah, we are going to continue our lives. It is what it is. That is how we basically put two and two together. Oh, I am forgiven. Everything will go back to normal, but it doesn't. It doesn't go back to normal, because the scars that you have, the scars that you have made on somebody else's heart, they don't just go away. And even if they do just go away because of bio oil or whatever tissue oil that you guys are using for your hearts, right? It still requires a little bit of healing time. And a little bit of healing time does not mean that it is a healing time and then tomorrow on the sharp. Healing time is healing time, my friend. You don't rush your leg to get healed. You don't rush your arm to get healed. Why are we rushing the heart to get healed? The heart is an organ just like any other. The heart is a part of our bodies just like any other, and it requires the same respect and dignity that we give to the rest of our body parts. So why is it that we often don't understand the process of healing? Is it because it is frustrating to us? Because healing, or forgiveness doesn't mean I'm never going to talk about it. Mm. Forgiveness does not mean that. Forgiveness does not mean that, oh, I'm never going to talk about it, and I'm just going to be cool and calm, and I'm just going to go back to the way that things used to be. No, it does not mean that whatsoever. If anything, right, healing is, please allow me to heal. Please, yeah, you broke my neck? No, you broke my arm, and I understand that it is broken, and please allow my cast to allow me to heal. So, we wait. We wait and we wait and we wait. We go for x-rays, we go to hospitals, we go to the doctor, we go and see what is happening, right, with this arm, but we're not taking it out of the cast. And it just because I forgave you for breaking it does not mean that I don't feel bad and I don't have flashbacks and I don't look at things and the way they are going so that I can better understand it. Doesn't mean I don't remember what you did. It just means that I forgave you for what you did, but it doesn't mean that I don't remember. And this is especially crude because, it's especially necessary, right, for things that were extremely traumatic. Say, for example, there's this friend of yours that was extremely drunk, and you tell them, please don't drive, you're going to end up killing us, right? And this friend is like, ah, no, me, I'm going to drive, I'm a good driver, what? And then you say, please don't drive, you're highly intoxicated. Let us just call, let's call a taxi or something. Let's call a Yango, let's call a dial a cab. Let's just try anything else except you driving. And then this person says like, no, I'm going to drive. And then you're like, I'm not going to get into the car. And then this person forcefully puts you in the car and puts on child lock. And you are trying to get out and this person starts the car. So you guys are in the car. You guys are like maybe three, right? You guys are in the car. And this person is like, you see, there's nothing that's going to happen, uncle, until now. Nobody's going to drive my car. And it's my car. I bought it myself. Wada, wada, wada. Okay. And then, right, just like maybe just a couple of houses from your house where you thought like, woo! I done made it, and this guy didn't kill any of us, and we are fine. I done made it. It's all good. I can call the rest of the people a cab inside from my house, and it's going to be fine. Just before you get to your house, right? The driver just loses control. I don't know if he did what or he did what. He loses control. The car flips. He loses control. He bumps straight into a pavement, straight into a light pole, a light post. I don't know, the street lights. Mm-hmm. He bumps straight into that one, and he goes into the middle of the car. And then the passengers at the back were not wearing seatbelts. So the middle guy just gets pushed through the windshield. I don't know what kind of speed this is, but through the windshield, it cracked. Crack dome, instantly, crack dome, dead on the spot kind of vibes. You have a metal that stick through your stomach, what, and the driver comes out untouched. Because u drivers, I don't know what kind of ancestors you guys have, Mara, u ancestors of the drivers, I don't know, man, it's like they're all born by one person, the driver, nothing happens to the driver, whether or not he wore a seatbelt. We don't know. Nothing ever happens to the driver. The driver comes out scot-free and sober. And sober, because accidents do that. They make you sober now, right? Your alcohol level is still the same, but you're sober. You know you're sober. I think it's that adrenaline. But you're sober. So, and the other person, hit their head against the wall. There's a little concussion here. And the other one is fine. And basically that's the accident. And eventually this person comes and asks for forgiveness and say, you know, you are right. I hate it when people don't listen, go and make the mistake, and then they come back and then say that you are right. I really don't like it, because 90% of the time when I tell you something, right, I've got very strong ancestors. If they tell me, listen, do it like this. or tell your friend to do it like this, or tell your people to do it like this. It's most probably because, yes, it is supposed to be done like that. If you do it another way, it's not going to work. And it's going to be like this. So this person comes and you're in hospital now and you can't even go and mourn your friend because apparently you have surgery and you have what and you have what and you have what. And now you have to live with a, what do you call it? An intestine that is maybe outside of your body, and it happens, right? Oh, Instagram is teaching us things, guys. So there's an intestine that's outside. You are basically deformed for life, right? Because of somebody's recklessness. And the person comes to you and they ask for forgiveness, and you forgive them. You say, no, I forgive you. I know that it was done because of alcohol and I get it. And then now this person is constantly on your case. Like, hey, how are you? And, you know, texting and calling. And this person starts to irritate you. And you are supposed to be healing physically even. And this person is just, he's on your case. And, hi, girl, how you doing? How's the hospital? And so I say, like, woo. And then one day you snap because you are going through your own emotions, right? With this, you are going through what you're going through. And one day you snap and then you just scold them and you go all out. And their response is, I thought you forgave me.
This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times. And they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages. But on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. Still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through. So I will hold you down. To have ever even shared a single page, even if the end and never stayed the same. I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change. And all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear it in my mind. Gotta give it time, give it time. To the wounds are healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right or dead, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times. And they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages. But on both lovers never lost. And I will hold you down. See love,
when you love me is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in. For the way you held me down, I'll never understand. No matter what wrong we chose, no matter the high. Need to let you know, to count on me, I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much, there ain't no bad blood, it's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out.
Still gotta thank you for the way you let me in. For the way you held me down, I'll never understand. No matter what wrong we chose, no matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know, to count on me, I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much, there ain't no bad blood, it's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time. And they no longer serve me. Cause we both were on different pages. But our both lovers never lost. And now I'll hold you down. Still, still, I need no longer mess.
to meet who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. Still, still, nobody knows the minds of me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. Still, still.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero by Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Trying to run away from home, they like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, getting lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, your system. All that partying deep in claws, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope, cause all I have got hold of you.
Tastes like water on your lips.
You have one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around,
if I mix it with some Hennessy. Dreams of being young and unafraid, but I love somebody and it drained all my energy. Ooh, and I thought that love was magnificent. I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, must it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises, maybe this way, I swear I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence?
After you already got me standing here, I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is something you better get through your head. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did them Marlboro. And I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn me to a man. Don't even recognize I'm giving you up the same way you did me out in the moonlight.
thinking coming round to visit. Completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting. Your existence showed up when I thought I'd finally found the end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did the Marlboro lines. And I'm giving you up, the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn me into a man. Don't even recognize I'm giving you up, the same way you did me out in the moonlight. Yeah, I'm giving you, giving you, I'm giving you up. Yeah, I'm letting go of all the things that held their grips on me. With you being my first priority, cause it isn't worth the weight of your love no more. Yeah, I'm packing up the clothes and shop. There ain't no use for you in this heart no more. So I'm letting go. And I'm giving you up, just like I did the Marlboro lights. And I'm giving you
Mama, good me, Mama, good me. I am, oh, yeah. Gave my order, you fell in the deep end. You done came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons. All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste.
Save big at YouSave. 4 kilos real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 189.99 Namibian dollars. 4 packets Knorr thickening soup, all variants, 24 Namibian dollars. 700 milliliters Crystal Gold tomato sauce, 24.99 Namibian dollars. 750 grams Nola mayonnaise, a baggin, at just 27.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Romy 37% fat spread, 14.99 Namibian dollars. And 3 kilo bag selected pasta polana, 74.99 Namibian dollars. You save as good as the best for less.
It's my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to. Pull it up fast for you. 2, 2, 3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I'd be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud, ain't got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view. Ooh. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste my time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you.
Oh no, 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 no. To me, none can tell where now.
I should be
home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, one of my dabba understand it. Yeah. To me, now, now, it's your better than we'll find it.
My sugar, I'm so super.
wazivugele wangivusele wazivugele wazingingele istaff sakho
facts yabona abantu aba understand
ukuthi mina nawe we were meant for each other uyalibambe sandisan hamba nawe siyoqala impilo phesheya
Beloveds, for those that have just joined us, welcome to Elizabeth's World, where we are just chilling. Kulen kalam suza pasalam that is vat that is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do on our Saturday, we unwind and we discuss. We let the conversation marinate. What happens when somebody doesn't allow you the time to heal from their transgressions? What happens after forgiveness? Because we are all fighting for forgiveness, right? We're fighting to forgive people that have never asked for forgiveness. We're fighting to forgive people that are ungrateful. We are fighting. You know, it is a constant battle. This adulting thing also, ne? Nee, man, it is, we are forgiving the bank for not having enough money, eh? And for not magically putting money into our account. We are forgiving. Every day is just a forgiveness process, you understand. So hi. Good afternoon, forgiver.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Who didn't you forgive?
Ask
you? Who didn't you forgive? Did you forgive everybody that did anything bad to you already?
No, I'm okay always. I'm a person forgiver.
You forgive? Mm. Do you forgive and you forget, or do you forgive and then you heal?
I forgive and forget.
Why?
It's how my heart is got situated. Because if you forgive and forget, which means that if you forgive without forget, which means that you are still not yet forgive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you forgive and you forget, which means that you free the person until the end of your life on earth.
Okay. So let me ask you something. What if your wife cheats on you in your matrimonial bed? And then you forgive her? Now, every time she says, oh no, I'm just quickly going home. If the story looks the same as the other time she was saying, no, I have a headache, I'm quickly going home. And then you decided, my wife is at home, she's not feeling well, let me just go home early. Then you went early, and then you found her was doing what she was doing. So does that mean now, are you not going to feel any type of way every time she says that I'm going home quickly, alone?
Yeah, I can feel that, but make sure that ask yourself that.
But you forgot, Moss.
Yeah, I forgot, but.
Did you forget really? If you feel like that.
I forget.
How did you forget if you are still feeling some type of way?
Because he remind.
But forget is forget. Even if I remind you, you are supposed to have forgotten it. So it's not supposed to be in your mind.
Because if you forget something, then it reflects again.
It can't reflect again because it's forgotten.
No.
Yes, it's forgotten. Because I don't understand why we say we forgive and forget, but we are incapable of forgetting. I don't think that you actually forgive and forget. I think you just forgive wholeheartedly and fully and wait for the person to change. I think that that's what you do. But I don't think you forget. Because if it was me and I was cheated on, and then every time you always want to just be going home, and your phone is now a secret and it has passwords and all of that, I'm still going to feel bad. I'm still going to start harassing you about it because, right? I did not forget what you did.
And why people, they put their phone in secret?
They put their phone in secret because they have something to hide.
Why?
They have things to hide. They have other relationships that they are in. They have money troubles. They are going to the witch doctor. There's a lot happening on their phone. Family secrets, your secrets. Do you know that there's just somebody out there that knows everything that you do in your house?
Yeah, you know, but to keep the secret, the person you stay with, it cannot take longer. Better just leave the phone like that. It must be openly. Just search whatever you want. You can use your phone way you want.
And that is why, right? We are talking about the process of healing after you forgive, because the person doesn't want to leave their phone open.
Not me, but me, I don't know even, in my life, I never even put myself on any secret code.
Because you have nothing to hide. Other people have things to hide.
If you like to hide, which means that you are not qualified to stay with someone. You qualify to stay alone.
But I want someone. So they must just suffer. I want them. They must just suffer. I want them, me. I know I don't qualify, but me, I want. So I'm going to take it.
Let that one, that person you want, be your temporary. Just your friend, not someone you trust.
No, it doesn't matter. It's my permanent. I also just want other people also. I want my permanent and my temporaries. I want my long time and my good time. I want both. I want double.
Thank you.
So are we forgiving and forgetting?
Yeah, no. We used to forgive, but forget it takes time.
Forgive takes time. I think that the only way we can forget is if people allow us to forget. You know, if people start, if they change, you know, it's like a child that is a thief. They go into your wallet, they steal your money, and they steal, right? Yeah. So now, you forgive this child. The child comes to you, asks for forgiveness, you forgive. But then, they must now show you that you can trust them. So, they must leave your wallet, they must not touch your money anymore, they must not steal anymore. They must tell the truth. And that's how you can learn now to forgive and to forget. But many people don't want to allow people time to forget what they did. So now you forgive your child on Saturday, and 2 months later, there's a 2,000 missing from your bank account.
Yeah.
And you are wondering, how did this happen? So now you go to the bank because you are trying to forgive the person, Moss. You don't want to accuse the person of doing something, and you don't have facts. So you go to the bank and you go and tell the bank, which, you FNB, you are stealing my money. Hey, 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 hey. And then they say, no, this 2000 was withdrawn at this ATM at this time. Then they go and show you the CCTV camera. It's just your son, my dear, withdrawing your money. Now, how do you forgive and forget that kind of person if this person is still betraying you?
No way.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want us to heal, or we don't want people to heal from the things that we have done to them. And by healing, the only way we can heal is when you never do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we can heal and we forget. We will even come to a point in our life where you even forgot that your child used to steal. It can even be the trusted child in the house because the person asked for forgiveness and you forgot, and they also allowed you to trust them again.
That is the good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can do the same. The number in studio is 083-288-401. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about forgive and forget. We're talking about healing process. The healing process after betrayal, after somebody that you trusted does you dirty, right? Do we really honestly forgive and forget, or do people need to understand that we need to allow others to have space to forget? Good afternoon. How are you doing? Ooh la la, you guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Welcome to Elizabeth's World. We are doing the most today. We are talking and we are also playing music for the soul. So what is the next music for the soul? It is Ujo Ya Thomasa. Jo Ya Thomasa, Tati, more and more. And after that, more and more. After that, more and more. And then after that, more, more.
Nah, nah, nah. Baby. Nah, nah, nah. You got that look on your face. Nah, nah, nah. Like you wanna go all night. Nah, nah. And I like that.
Ooh, nah, nah, nah.
I just want you to know that I ain't got no problem. Go to next night, I'll see. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
For as long as you're willing, girl, want you to know that I'm willing to. And where you want me to go, girl, I'll be willing to go there for you. If you want me to take my time, then I'll be willing to spend the night. All you gotta say is please stay, Joe, and I'll be staying as long as you're saying more and more than ever that you want. More and more than ever that. More and more than ever that. More, more. I hear you say more and more than ever that you want. I'll be willing to do anything, even if you want me to kiss places, then I'll be willing to make you scream. Set 'em down for whatever you say. All you gotta do is speak your mind. Want me here Monday to Monday? Then baby girl, it's fine as long as you're screaming more
and more,
more, more.
'cause you're screaming for me, saying give me more.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror. Oh, oh, mirror staring back at me. Oh, I couldn't get any bigger. Oh, with anyone else beside me. Oh, and now it's clear as a promise that we're making two passions into one. 'Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me, staring back at me. Aren't you something
and original? 'Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all alone. Oh, it's like you're my mirror. Oh, my mirror staring back at me. Oh, I couldn't get any bigger. Oh, with anyone else beside me. Oh, and now it's clear as a promise that we're making two reflections into one. 'Cause it's like you're my mirror.
My heart
is the space and now you're home. You show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
Love of my life. That is Justin Timberlake. When last did you guys hear of Justin Timberlake? So that is him, and he's saying, "You are the love of my life." That was Mirror. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about forgiveness. We're talking about walking away. We're talking about walking away from everything, you know, from all the anger, all the frustrations, all the everything that you are feeling. You know, you're feeling some type of way. Leave it, let it go behind, and all of that. we're talking about that. And what happens while you are forgiving the person, or while you are healing from their transgressions? So usually what happens is that you start working on the healing, right? So part of the working on the healing, ladies and gentlemen, means that you are now going to be in a space where you are evaluating everything that they are doing, so that you can guarantee that your forgiveness does not go in vain, or you are not being silly or stupid for forgiving them. And I think that a lot of us don't understand this, because we assume that forgiveness comes with forgetting. But there are some things that are so big and so traumatic that it's not just as simple as 1, 2, 3 to forgive it or to forget. You need reassurance. Reassurance that it's not going to happen again. Reassurance that it is not going to be a repeated cycle. Reassurance that you are remorseful. Reassurance, reassurance, reassurance. You have to reassure your personal people that you are not going to betray them again. Hey, you're not going to be a backstabber anymore. You only backstabbed that one time, but you're not going to be a backstabber anymore. And I believe that if we build our foundation, if we build the foundation of our relationships on trust, because the only person that can betray you is somebody that you love, somebody that you care about, somebody that is important to you. Because you wouldn't say that it is betrayal if a random person does you dirty. They're just bad people. But it is betrayal when somebody you love does it. So let's build strong foundations. Let us work on our foundations and make sure that we don't crack them.
The hard times, we took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love to it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it break. Call it dumb luck, but baby, you and I can't even mess it up, though we both try. No, it don't always go the way we planned it, but the wolves came and went, and we're still standing. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could feel. Glass could shatter, let it break.
is the law, I can't resist. So
stand by my side.
Put down.
Di nondaka ne data no shoyo o tungwara ka mahupi o netweka imwe o kufuta rumwe o kuinyenga rumwe o kujapa ndali fio papa ndauka o nda pumbwa o netweka oyo hai jira jira ya fange o mafikwa amwe o handi streaming o mafikwa amwe o handi popi o mafikwa amwe o handi ninga ishe poshika ndo shimwe pamwe na parateza o inda holora ame haishi pangere osho pa umwene dira dira o makota fanoni data mom karo wili mona pareka o kutuma ko tungaraka o ku streaminga no ku denga pamwe na parates konga parates namibia
always parates. Baby, you're still sparing me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. I'm standing strong, they fall under me. Won't let them knock me down off my feet. Too many times I fall on my knees. Tryna take the wheel, almost drove off track. Although take the wheel so I won't look back, oh. See you in black, glass eyes, God damn cool, tell me red. Body them high, meditate, yeah, hey. I was down low, but you saved me. I know all his time for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still staring at me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. In God's plan, don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan.
All the evil are lacking, people are searching. Short life, heaven closing the curtain. Man, I could have been dead and gone 6 feet, but you saved my soul. I saw my conquer, it's permanent. It got to be more than we go infinite. When all of the shoulders cold, you bring me peace like home. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can't nobody dim this light when you're on my side. Took an interest in me, now it's double, double. Come and see inflation. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can't nobody dim this light when you're on my side. Bring the UV light for my testimony. I know fit explain them.
I know what he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's way. I know what he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Matriarch.
How are you, Tete Buana?
Oh, thank God I'm in the wed of Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, aye. We are being on bad.
On the ring on angle.
I tell what is this Namibian, there is a slogan that they say, we tell what it something else.
We tell it like it is.
We tell it like it is.
The way it is, not the way we want it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The way it is, because I remember now the other time we say, you want somebody to behave the way you want.
Mm. Ah,
how do you do? So I tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm on the and three lambo kasi magoroko ka.
Aye. Kafi mane na kone. Okay, magia kakuti fako kimi ke kashona. Aye. Eno.
Eto ang mami ta ako jero nito. Aye, munda kanya na ngayon. Aye, munda kanya na.
Kuya ka kutifa o kasta tangone somo restaurant
onge nge me pamwe kwa siwi kuri wote nga shiyetu yo maruko na kumbani ya kufiwi kuri ya po no kwa ninga nga nge tani weta kufiwi ya shi kuri ya shi ya peifo kwa ito uriyo kasimakoruko ayye
oh I know no feelings glucose
I don't put around the bush on the street. So the respect I know God will always give me the respect to the wisdom to how to approach that sensitive issue. But if I have to infringe on other people's rights and all these things, it is maybe unintentionally. But otherwise, I tell them the way it is. What is it?
Yeah, the way it is.
Yes. So otherwise, how are you, Matthias?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, thank God I was listening from the beginning.
And are you feeling the music also?
Yes, and they say you can also request for some music.
Yes.
I really want to request the music.
Yeah, you want to, you miss your music.
Very much.
Well, I miss Kadwe.
Just
hold that thought that the Bwana, we're quickly going for an ad, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Alrighty.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurunkuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Good afternoon, beloveds, and Tete Buana.
Yes, mommy. So, maybe before we go very far, I really need some music.
Mm-hmm.
A music that you can really... Baba me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's a world of confusion and trouble and challenges and opportunities and issues of things.
Mm-hmm.
So music, I've learned that in the creative industry, those people, they give us so much, but they plow, they gain, they leap in little. I was, you know, all this 2 weeks I've been listening to those people who are managing that profession.
Mm.
And everybody is just complaining.
Mm.
The president, Netumbo Ndaitwah, is complaining.
Mm.
No, this creative industry can create a lot. The people are not there to manage it. And you know what? And I have discovered, that's what I have learned. I might be wrong.
Mm.
Because if I'm wrong, people can correct me.
Yeah.
I just found out that, and they also experience from you, or hear it from you,
mm-hmm.
that most of those musicians,
mm-hmm.
they seriously need to be managed.
Yeah, they do. The problem is that the manager is also a person that is hungry. So the manager ends up eating your money.
No, the problem is that they can only be successful if they can be managed by their wife or by their children or by somebody who is more ethical.
Yeah.
Who perhaps understands the organizational, objectives and the culture and many, many other issues.
Yeah.
So that at least they can strive.
Mm.
So I now, when I think of the Bokmaris and those other ones,
mm-hmm.
and especially for us, many of us,
yes.
So we are there. So of course we might have some family there and there, Ukraine, so to say. And if that person mm-hmm. is not well managed by somebody, not a girlfriend, a boyfriend, so mm-hmm. kind of.
If they're not married, they don't get managers.
No. The manager, I'm not talking about the manager who professional like you. Elizabeth will come there
mm-hmm.
and will give you some ethical principle how to behave.
Yeah.
So the client, boss kind of what relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you know that one cannot be compromised. So those are the managers. The mm-hmm. managers, otherwise, maybe your wife, because you must also behave ethically and with discipline to your wife and your children.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are just there, to manage your music, perhaps.
Yeah.
Unless it is in that category that like I illustrated already,
mm-hmm.
explained already. Otherwise, things mm-hmm. will be in confusion.
Yeah.
And that also mm-hmm. have a negative impact on our lives,
yes.
on our social life.
Mm-hmm.
The way we live, the way we survive, the way we look at the life generally.
Yes.
So that gives us a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we don't also want to hear more, and I know everybody's doing that,
mm.
but when you hear some of these things that really shock you,
mm.
and you ask your question yourself, and you start asking questions, and you have no answer.
Mm.
I just discovered that me, I'm just an ordinary entity there. I don't have an answer to many questions, but many questions are coming,
mm.
even to within myself.
Yes.
So I think there is just a need for us, as we promote music, you know, music, mm-hmm. minister peace, minister comfort to us,
yeah.
and everything. So, and we perhaps do not also look at those who are now producing the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad, maybe in conclusion that yes, maybe the loyalty, the international, you know, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, because for me, most of these young ones here, even those who are in the music,
mm-hmm.
I manage them. They graduated from my leadership
mm-hmm.
and my management style.
Yes.
But as they graduated, and I also got busy with my family, my children there,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe I neglected. That's why I'm just thinking. Anybody can prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are now graduated there, they are no longer playing their music on the class desk.
Mm-hmm.
When the teacher is coming, they say, quang, 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 quang. You know, like last year, I used to say,
mm-hmm.
Mulema will make the fire burn in the class. And the teacher say, David Hans David, what are you doing? So people, we have actually graduated from there. And we are now in this level.
Mm.
And this is now the level where maybe like manager like you, the psychologist, and those who also want to make money, because you cannot just manage a company and you don't make money. I think in one way or the other, there must be some kind of compensation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who are managing? Because when you look at the, maybe I must look at the life of Bokumari and those other ones, at least just to see, not only when, but many of those are things, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
At least, how did they manage?
Yeah.
How did they do their...
They didn't really manage. It's only that... They didn't really manage. It's only that we'll never see what is inside somebody else's house because nobody goes out there and shares their dirty laundry.
No, before you think of...
They just did a good job. They just did a good job and they hope for the best, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, we all know that... Somebody's heart is a different
It's an island, yes.
Yes. But now, some of these things, they are observable. They are visible. They could be signs that might be able to tell you, of course, not 100%, you know, just to give a picture and say, how is this thing going? And so play for me a music. Don't blame me.
I will play in Nautila.
Don't blame me first. Because that is the don't blame me. I think it's the same title. All I know is that don't blame me. Don't blame Russia, no?
We'll start with Inotila and then we're going to don't blame me.
Oh,
yeah.
No problem, honey.
All right.
God bless.
God bless. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World. We are doing the most with the matriarch because the matriarch is the creme de la creme. Ultimate trip cherry on top, icing on the cake, the whole cake. The table where the cake is chilling and definitely the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Hello, Twister. Hello, Best of Rhymes. It is what it is.
Inotila kume kanje Jashi no mongure tango taripiti Okuza kuzirobu Juka kuningi ninobu Kariza kumbugantu Juka kumbangarantu Jokero shaire shaya Uyu ni uzihu ito uvuru Chokero shaire shayaye Mizeto maho di turo mwenyo mambinzi Shumba dhebe Skiamba dhe, ngiamba dhe, ngiamba dhe, wehe My friend, you're worthy no good and on your thima. We are me as a pen to go down at all you need. We know whom but I eat a fool. You mean when I say, so hello, shine a shine. You knew the who it over. Joker, oh, shine a shaya. Me a say, the tomaho di turum when your mom binzi. Mother, pepper up. Non voglio roccare, non scendo quali mai. Giocherò, shaire shaya. Giocherò, shaire shaya. Oh yeah.
got to let it go, let it go, let it go. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go with the wind. Me and say shokero, shine and shine. Mi de toma jodituro meño mambinzi.
Vituro mwenyo mombinzi shohero shaire shaya.
Ando ndani shishi shini shinga shingei Ando shaka na shiringini Ando ndakalele na wele efimo Ike nga shingeyo kwa toka
Good afternoon, my beloveds. I hope you guys are cruising and controlling the cruising that is happening as we go through.
I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach. And you've been
I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Five minute peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day, you give me purpose. In every way. Oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know if this is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm gonna do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just, like, understanding that's just how it is.
Sometimes we have to give ourselves grace. Hey, Justin Bieber, we have to give ourselves grace and understand that we are going through what we are going through and it is what it is. But there is a lot we can do about it, like change our attitudes towards things and find a way to balance our heart, our emotion, our thought, our whole entire existence. I think that it is very difficult to forgive somebody that is not remorseful, somebody that is not really equipped with understanding you. I find it very difficult to forgive and forget. You know, I can forgive you, but I can also take back my forgiveness when I see that you don't value me, you don't value my existence, you don't value my role, you don't value me, like at all. I can take back my forgiveness. Like I'm retracting. I'm the retractor. I will retract my forgiveness because you clearly don't deserve it, you clearly don't want it, and you clearly don't care about it. Because people that want to be forgiven show remorse. People that want to be forgiven try by all means to move in an amicable way, to move in such a way that gives you comfort. Many of us don't want to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you hurt somebody. You hurt somebody, you hurt them deeply, and you can't measure how deep the depth is, because it's not your heart. It's not your heart, it's not your body, it's not your mind, it's not your conscience, it's not your psyche, it's not your inner voice, it's not your ego, it's not your peace, it's not your nothing. This is just a stranger basically everybody out here is a stranger, because you're not born with anyone, and even a twin, right? You guys had separate compartments inside your mother's stomach. You guys had separate compartments where everybody was basically coexisting in one space, but everybody has their space within the space. It's like having a house with many rooms. It doesn't mean that you guys don't live together. It just means that everybody has their sense of privacy. And that is why we can't understand other people, because that is their heart, and that is an island. It is an island, Nkwetu. It is an island. So if this island keeps just not going the way you want, eh? And not forgiving you, and not forgiving, but not allowing you, right, to heal from what they have done to you. They keep coming back and showing you the same. They keep coming back and showing you the same. Same behavior, same movement, same activity, same. Me, I retract. I reject my forgiveness like I never forgave you in the first place. Because you wouldn't be doing what you're doing if you were still walking on eggshells. If you were still walking on, I want to be forgiven and I want to change. Unfortunately, right? It takes time. It takes time because even your transgressions took time. They took time, but yet you don't want to give the next person time. They say time heals all wounds. And yes, time does heal all wounds. It heals every single wound. There's no wound out there that cannot be healed by time, right? But it is also understanding what is done within the time that you are allowing somebody to heal. Allowing somebody to heal is giving them reassurance that, hey, we're just having a bad time, but we're still good. I'm still good. It is, onses noch steeds benne, eh? And it can't just be heartbreak anniversary every day. It is also just, one of those, let's work on it. But many people love themselves more than they love others. They just need other people to entertain and to accommodate spaces so that they can have somebody. But it's not because they love them. It's not because they want them. It's not because they are important to them. It's just how they make them feel.
It's all based off of love. And love isn't do this for me and I'm going to do this for you. That's not what love is. Love is just I'm going to do this for you because I want to do this for you.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, it tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like
the way you look that much. Oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah, it's such a bad thing. Standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, babe. Put your arms around me, set my world on fire. They never gonna be nobody like you, baby. Honey, that's no lie. Tell you, honey, you know you set me free. Hey, little girl, you know my heart's desires. Come on and give it to me, baby. I can't deny you. Hey, hey, what I'm saying is do it to me one more time. Motown lover,
Motown lover,
girl of my dreams,
hey. Girl of my dreams.
When you laugh, when you cry, girl, that look in your eyes, you my everything. Oh, baby,
oh, baby,
oh. You put that spell on me. I'll tell you, baby, you know you set me. For your love. Oh, my friends say I'm a dreamer.
It takes a fool in love to
know what I'm feeling. Each time you say goodbye, for your love. Can't get enough of your love. Got this feeling deep inside me. There ain't nothing I can hide from. I just love the way you love me. Do it to me one more time. One more time,
one more time.
Will you
very much further.
I don't wanna have to go
where you don't follow.
I don't hold it back again. This passion inside can run from myself. There's no.
And the matriarch, she was featuring Mimi as the backup there. If you heard loud song sounds, it's me, ne? But I think we're gonna do Whitney one more time, at least, you know.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I love you.
bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Touch me like this,
and you hold me like that. I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this and I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, it's all coming back.
Guys, woo! Ay, Celine Dion, boy. Going down memory lane, what? It is such a wonderful thing to be alive, and I think this is evident that it is, because there are beautiful things out there. There are so many nice things out there, né, that makes us know that it is a wonderful time.
Forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me. Now
it's all coming back to me now.
And when I touch you like that,
it's all coming back to me now.
If you do it.
It is not a screaming match when we don't have Mariah, Houston, and Celine.
Yeah.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracle you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe.
When prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. Can be